Yesterday we started the Gemara in Daf Samad Vav and Aleph. It talks about whether Yush is Tomei for a Gazlan. The Gemara quoted a Machlokas on Aroyim. Rabba holds that Yush is Kone for a Gazlan. The question is it a Kenyan Darais or a Kenyan Darabonim? Rabbi Yosef held that Yush is not Kone for the Gazlan. What's the suffix according to Rabba? So we said that since Gezel is Bisuras Liyoda, it comes into the Gazlan's hand, Be'isar, so maybe the Yush shouldn't be Kone on a Darais level. Or maybe we should say no, maybe it should be able to be Kone on a Darais level. Rav Yosef Mistama held that Yush is not Kone Bechlal because Bisura Osuliyodeh. That's his Tam. Right? He holds not only is he not Kone on a Daraisa level, but he claims that Chazal didn't make a Takonus HaShavim. So if it's Bisura Osuliyodeh, then it's not going to be Kone for the Gazlan Bechlal, not on a Daraisa level, not on a Darabon level. The Gemara in Samot Zayin Amar Aleph quotes two other Amaroi who also hold that Yush is not going to be Kone. The Gemara says on the bottom of Samot Zayin, Amar Ula, Ula quotes a pasuk in Sefer Malachi. The pasuk says, the Novi is criticizing Bnei Yisrael for bringing karbonas that are not so beautiful. So he says, you bring gozel es apiseach ve es acholah. So Gozel Dum Yud Pisaach, there's a comparison. The Novi is making a comparison between Gozel, Pisaach, and Chola. So Pisaach less like Takanta, if the carbon is lame, the behemoth is lame, you can't fix that up. So too, Gozel, there's no Takanta. Loshna Lifna Yush, Loshna La'acha Yush. That certainly Lifna Yush, the carbon is going to be possible. Carbon is not going to be Chak, and the Gazlan bring the carbon, it's not even his carbon. But even La'acha Yush, Zot Ula, it's not going to be a good carbon. Shmami know that Yush isn't Kona. That's Ula. Rava Omar Mehocha. Rava says same idea, but from a different pasuk. Karbono v'lo ha-gozel. Pasuk says in Ola Karbono min ha-bakar. So Karbono v'lo ha-gozel. Amos, what are we talking about that a carbon gozel doesn't work for the gazli? Dilema lifnei Yush pshita. If it's lifnei Yush pashut, that you're not gonna be able to bring that carbon. The gazli can't bring the carbon. It's not even his. Ish ki yakdash is beso kodesh, ma beso shalom. He can't be makdash the carbon bechalal if it's before Yish. Pshita lama likra, el alav la'acha Yish, must be but talking la'acha Yish. Shmami no, Yish lo koni. Shmami no. Shmami no, the Yish is not going to be koni. This is the basic imam. So both Ula and Rava agree with Rav Yosef that Yish is not going to be koni by itself. Yish kedi lo koni. With other things, with Shini Rishus, with Shini Hashem, then Yush might be Kone. If there's a Shini Maisi, if there's a change in the object, either if the Gazlan changed the object, Gozel Eitzim Vaslan Kelim, or if the object changed by itself, we talked about, so then perhaps the Gazlan will be Kone. And if there's a Shini Rishus, if someone buys the object from the Gazlan after a Yush, you have Yush and Shini Rishus together, so then the Lokeach will be Kone. Will be Kone that item. The Gazlan is not going to be Kone. So it's kind of interesting that the Amoraim are bringing Sukkim to tell me that Yush is not going to be Kone by itself. And yet from the Gemara and Samav Vav Amad Aleph, it sounds like it's a Svar. If it's Bisuras Liyadeh, then the Gazlan can't be Kone. So which one is it? Is it a Svar, Bisuras Liyadeh, or is it a Pasuk? It's a Lachor, it's a Svar. It's just we're learning that Svar from the Pasuk. That's not a Dover Pashut. It's not a Dover Pashut that you would say that if the Gazlan picks it up by Issid, then Yush is not going to be Kone. What's the marker for that? What's the mother for that? So it could be that Ula and Rava are bringing different psukim for this svar that Bisuras Liyadeh prevents the Gazlan from being Kone be Yush alone. Yush Kedi is low Kone. Tosis here on Samach Zayin and Mabeis comments. Hodom and Rava beperek ele Metziyas gabi Metziyah notlo lifnei Yush amanas legozlo over bechula. Ve'afo gab da ahadre bosa Yush matona ba'al mahudi yoyev lein. Afo gab da Yush lo Kone. What's Tosis asking? Tosis says if the maskon of the Gemara is that these a group of Amoraim hold a Yush is Lokani, then the Gemara in Bav Metzia is Gorshver. The Gemara in Bav Metzia is very difficult. Which Gemara in Bav Metzia? A world famous Gemara in Bav Metzia. What does the Gemara say? Gemara in Bav Chavav Amibes in Bav Metzia says, V'omar Rav, Ros Sela Shenafla. He sees a Sela falls down. Someone drops a Sela. Not Lo Lifnei Yush Amanas Lagozla. takes the Aveda, as a seller that's an Aveda, as he takes it before Yirush HaManasla goes, he doesn't want to give it back to the Bainim. He wants to steal it. Over B'chulin, he's over in all of them, in three things. Mishum Lo Sigzal, Mishum Moshev Deshivim, and Mishum Lo Suchal Hisalim. You're over three different Averis and Mitzvahs. Lo Sigzal, first of all, because you have Kavanah to be Gozal. Hashem Teshirim, the mitzvah of Hashem HaSaveda, so you violate that essay as well. And Lo Suchal Hisalim, you're not allowed to hide your eyes, that you don't see the Aveda. So here you hid your eyes in the sense that you're not going to return it. So you violate three different mitzvahs. Dr. Abba, the Avagav the Chazir la'achar Yush, matana hu diyoyev levi yisur da'avad Avag. Even if you return it la'achar Yush, he was not la'manas la'goz la'lifnei Yush. Even if he's machzir the Aveda to the Bailim after Yush, matana hu diyoyev levi. It's like he's giving a matana, he's not accomplishing anything. Yisur da'avad Avag, it's fa'falin, it's over. The Isur is done, he's not accomplishing anything. So one of the things he's not accomplishing is the mitzvah of Hashav Teshivim. There's no mitzvah Hashav anymore. Sounds from Rava that the mitzvah Hashav falls away. He took it amanas lagozla. So even if the Baal Amam is Yayish afterwards, so then there's no Hashav Teshivim. So Frek Taisus, how can that be? If you hold Rava here is the one who holds, one of the Amarama holds, that Yush Kedi Lokani. So it sounds like before, it sounds like even after Yush Bailim, the Bailim still own the object. It's not Kona. It's not going to be Yad HaGazlan. The Gazlan has to sell it to someone else. There has to be a Shinui Rishus. There has to be a Shinui Hashem. Maybe the Gazlan has to be Makdish the item, or he has to sell it to someone. But the Gazlan himself can't be going to be Yush Lachud, says Rav. So Frek Taisus, how do we understand Rav and Bav Metzi? Rav says that if not Lamanas Lagozla, you pick the Aveda up Lamanas Lagozla, and then Hadril Achayush Matana Ba'alma, who the Koyoivle. He's only giving a Matana Ba'alma. The Bayan don't own it anymore. The Gazlan owns it. So he's giving a maton. He's not going to accomplish anything. He won't be Mekayim the mitzvah Hashav. Why won't he be Mekayim the mitzvah Hashav? There's still a chiyuv Hashav on him. If Yish Kedi is low kani, he wasn't kona beYish. So it turns out the Bailam still owns the object. The Hashiv Teshivim means I'm giving back the object to the Bailam. So why can't I be Mekayim Hashiv Teshivim? Stocha Pella, says Tosis. This is an Eisenakash. Adam wrote, "Perkel Metzias Gavim Metzias Natul Natul Neyish Amanas Lagoz Laover Bechulan VeAfagav the Hadri Basa Yish Matana Ba'Ama Hudiyoyev Lei." If Yush Lo Kani, according to Rava, so then the object, at first glance, the object belongs to the Bailim completely. It's theirs completely. Lagamri. If it's still theirs completely, so then why can't even Mekayim Hashiv Teshivim if he gives back the object? La'acha Yush. Top Taisus Mikal Malkam came in the whole Yush Lamochra Ola Hakadisha Choshev Gazlan. Since the Yush accomplishes something, that now, if he wants to sell it, the mechira will be chal. Or if he wants to be makdish it, the hekdish will be chal. Before Yush, the mechira can't work. Before Yush, the hekdish will not work. But now that there's a Yush, then the mechira can work. The Yush and the Shini Rishos will make a lokach because of the object. The Yush and the Shini Rishos will make hekdish. Because of the object, so says Taisvis, Choshev Gazlan. He did accomplish something that he's called a Gazlan, and he won't be able to be Mekayim Hashiv Teshivim by giving the Aveda back to the Bailim. That's Taisvis. That's what Taisvis says. Taisvis holds that even if you hold that Yush is not Kona, but it accomplishes something. It's Hoel, the Inyan said that you can be Mocha, that you can be Makdish. And the Hekdesh will be Chal, the Mechir will be Chal. So it says Taisvis, because of that, Choshev Gazlan, called a little bit of a Gazlan, and since he's a little bit Gazlan, that's why he's not going to be Mekayim Hashiv Teshivim if he gives back the object to the bank. What does Taisvis mean? Man of Shach, is Yish Kona, is it not Kona? If it's not Kona, then he should be Mekayim Hashiv Teshivim. And if it is Kona, that's against Rava. Rava says it's not Kona. So what's Tosis saying? It's like this middle of the road. So truth be told, Tosis in Bav Metzia doesn't seem to learn like that. The Rishonim in Bav Metzia give other answers. Ramban in Bav Metzia has a famous answer. Ramban says that Gozal Aveda is different than regular Gezel. Gozal Aveda is different than regular Gezel. That even if Rava holds that Yush Kedi Lo Kani, that's by regular Gezel. But if he steals an Aveda, then Rava will say that Yush is Kona Lagamri. Yush is Kona Lagamri. It's Ramban's famous answer about Mitzin. What does that mean? Rava only said that Yush Lokani by Gezel, by regular Gezel, not by Gezel Aveda. Well, what's Gezel Aveda different? Meir Simcha in his Chidushim in Bav Metzia wants to suggest, I think we mentioned this in the Shir of Sukkah last year, Meir Simcha wants to suggest that maybe the Ramban understands that Bisura Suliyadi means not that once the Gazlan is Neschayev HaShova, the Yush is not going to work for him. No. It's since the Gazlan caused the Bailam to be Mesiyash, they were the Gorim of the Yush, so the Yush can never work for them. It's not that since there was a Chiyav HaShova that's Chal on them, the Yush can't work for them. No, since they were the Gorim of the Yush, so the Yush can't work for the individual who was Gorim at Yush, who caused that Yush. So if that's the Svar, if that's what Bisura Suliyadi means, then we can understand the Chilik of the Ramban. That if he stole the object Stam, it's not Naveda, he stole it from the Bailim. So then the Gazlan was the Gorim of the Yush, so Bisura Suliyadi tells me that he can never be Konin. But if he stole the Aveda, he stole an Aveda, so the Bailam would be Messiahish even if he didn't steal. Even without the Maisik Zayla, since the Bailam lost the object, they'd be Messiahish anyway. So since the Gazlan is not the Gorm of the Yush, maybe talk of the Gazlan can be Kona with that Yush. This could be what the Ramban in Bav Metzia has in mind. That Rabba distinguishes between Gozel Aveda as opposed to Stam Zayla. Stam Zayla, since the Gazlan is the cause of the Yush, that's why he can't be Kona. Lokeach, buys from the Gazlan, is not the cause of the Yush. So that's why Yush and Shinu Rishus can work, because as long as the individual is acquiring it is not the cause of the Yush, then the Yush can work for him. But the Gazlan is the cause of the Yush, so that's why the Yush doesn't work. That's what Bisura Suliyadi means. But Gazal Aveda, since the Bailam is stumble would be Messiah from the Aveda, even without the Maisik Zela, so therefore the Gazlan can be Kona with that Yush. Yes, sir.
What if he's stealing the Aveda before the Yush? Meaning, that one.
So we're saying he's not really the cause of that Yush.
But if I'm stealing it, the Baal could find it.
The Bailam don't even know that he stole it. Right? The Bailam don't even know that he stole it. The difference is that it's called Gzela because he's stealing it publicly. It's in a Rishus Arab, right? Yeah. It's in a public area. So we don't call him Maganev because he's not stealing it secretively. But the Bailam don't necessarily know that he had Kavana to steal it. That's interesting. It's a Maisa Gzela that's Bifarhesia. But his kavana is in his head, right? Other people may have assumed, it's an aveda. He picked it up to return
but
it.
But he's still going in the yeish because he's taking it, and now since the Baal's not being able to find it, he assumes it's lost, so he's in the yeish. But the only reason why he can't find it is because this guy stole it.
I hear what you're saying, but it could be this situation is different. It's not like a regular Maisik Zela, where clearly the Gazlan is the cause of the yeish. Here, there's something else that started the ball rolling. Even if he doesn't take it on Manas Lagozla, the fact is that if the Bailam don't find it, after a certain period of time, they might be Messiahish. So it's not clear that the Yush is definitely due to the Gazlan. So because it's not clear, because he's not the one who started the ball rolling to create this Yush, so Efsher, even Rava, would admit that the Yush can be Kona for him. That's what the Ramban above Metzia wants to suggest, with the beer of the Achron. Tosis above Metzia offers a different pshah. The most Mechudish Degah pshah, probably. Natana ba'ama hu diyoyev le'seh tosis, v'intomer v'alo labdu l'sigzol mikri nitag la'seh. We know l'sigzol is nitag la'seh, v'heshev is ha'gzeh la'shagazam. And came, kevendling, gzeh la'lo mikri, matana gam ha'oshev teshivim, lama lo tikim. You can still be makayim l'chiyev ha'shova, v'heshev is ha'gzeh la'shagazam. So l'chiyev ha'shova, v'hoshev teshivim, to return the Aveda, you should also be able to fulfill. Why should it matter that there was Yush Bailam? So what? The reality is, it's nitik laseh, you violated a lav, and it's nitik laseh, whenever you return it, so you should be Mekayim, Moshev Teshim, just like you're Mekayim, Veshev Zegzela Shagazel. V'yesh lomer says, Tais viz dlokoi ela alav lo sucha lehis alem, sh'ovar sh'loher zekodem Yush. Says Tais, this statement of Rava, that even if you return the object after Yush, matana ba'alma hu diyoiv leh, that means that you're not Mekayim lo, you're not mekayim lo sucha le'esalim. You're not going to erase lo sucha le'esalim. Avada, you'll erase lo sigzel, and you'll erase hashev teshivim. You'll fulfill hashev teshivim. There's one love that you're not going to fulfill. One love, but hashev teshivim, avada, you're going to fulfill because the object still belongs to the bialim. If yush is lo koni, the object still belongs to the bialim, and of course you're going to be mekayim hashev teshivim. It's a big chiddush, right? The Ramban, Bavitzia says no. Even Rabbi who holds that Yush is lokani, but if he's not lavedam and aslagozo, Yush is going to be coming. Tosus in Bava Metzia says what? He says no. Taka Rabbi doesn't distinguish. Rabbi holds that Yush is not kona bechlal. Aye, but he says that you're not going to be mekayim hashiv the shirim. No, he didn't never meant that. Tosus basically says Rabbi never meant that you're not mekayim hashiv the shirim. You're not going to fix lo sucha lehisap. That's what you're not going to fix. But hashiv the shirim, your taka will fix. Very different than the Rambam. Comes Tosus in Bava Kama, it seems to offer a third approach. Tosus in Bava Kama says that Rava really meant it, that you're not going to fulfill Hashiv Teshivim, but not because Gozal Aved is different than Stam Zela. Rava holds that even though Yush is Lokani, but it accomplishes something. It accomplishes something, the Indian said that a Mechira can be Chalat Yush, that a Hegdish can be Chalat Yush. Because of that, because Yush accomplishes something, you can't fulfill Hashiv Teshivim if you're going to return the Aveda after the Yush Bain. So there seem to be three Shitas over here. Ramban holds that Rava distinguishes between Gozal Aveda and Gezal Stam, that by Gozal Aveda, Yush Taka is Konen. Tosus says, Avada Yush is not going to be Konen, even by Gozal Aveda, and you will fulfill Hashiv Teshivim. And Tosus says that Yush accomplishes something. You're not going to be able to fulfill Hashiv Teshivim, because every Yush accomplishes something. By Gezal Aveda, by Gezal Stam, there's no difference between Gozal Aveda as opposed to Gezal Stam. Yush is like a not Kona, but it accomplishes something. Because it accomplishes something, so therefore you can't be Mekayim Hashiv Teshivim if you return the Aveda after Yush Bain. What is Tosus in Bava Kama say? Well, what kind of a strange notion is this? That Yush is not Kona, but it's Kona a little bit. It accomplishes something. What exactly is it accomplishing? What is it accomplishing that the Gazlan will not be Mafkir, the Shem Gazlan, if he returns the Aveda after the Bailam are going to be Messiah and the Aveda? So this comment of Tosfos relates to another Tosfos earlier. Tosfos on Daf Samadvav on the Bechis. The Gemara there also mentions this drosha of Kavanah v'Lagon. Eisvi Abayi l'Rava. The Rava, the different yourselves. According to the Gemara later on at Samach Zayin, it sounds like it's really Rava, because that's the Shaila of the Gemara, that if Rava gave a different answer earlier, so why is he giving... Why is he giving a second answer on Sound of Zion in the base? What's the kasha by asked Rav? Karbanah v'lo ha-gozol. Before Yush, it's poshut that the Gazlan can't bring the behem as a carbon. Poshut, he can't bring the behem as a carbon. But the behemah belongs to the Bailam, so obviously he can't bring that as a carbon. Elo lav la'acha Yush. Sha'ina Yush lo'chani. Kabbana v'lo ha-gozol must teach me that Yush is lo-koni. It's a dacharai, the Yush is not koni at all. So Amalei Rav, v'le-taime, echad etanya mishkav v'lo ha-gozol. Pasuk by Mishkav Hazav. You think you're learning Gneva and Gzela, right? You're learning Taras. Mishkav v'lo ha-gozol, the special din of Mishkav Hazav, that Mishkav Hazav becomes an avatum. If the Zav sits on the Mishkav, normally, when someone is tamei with a certain level of tumah, and he transfers that tumah to an object, so the object is one level less than the individual. By zav, it's different. The zav sits on the mishkav, so the mishkav takes the same status as the zav. The zav is in avatuma, and the mishkav becomes in avatuma as well. It's a special din by zav. But the pasuk says mishkavo, so from that we darshi mishkavo v'lo ha-gozol, that mishkav ha-gozol doesn't have the din of mishkav ha-zav. So hechidomi. If you stole wool and you made it into a mishkav, you stole fabric and you made it into a mishkav, the ikalamandama shinim maisa lokani. No one says shinim maisa is not going to be kona. You change the object. Like gozal eitzim v'ason kelim avada, the gazlan is going to be kona. So what's the miut? Mishkav v'lo ha-gozal, the mishkav ha-gozal doesn't have it in a mishkav. Why? It's the mishkav of the gazlan. He's kona the thing. The gozal mishkav v'chavri must be the talking about gozal mishkav v'chavri. The mishkav is already made. There is no shimi ma'isi. He's not creating the chavetz. It was gozal mishkav v'chavri. Hachanami the gozal carbon v'chavri. Says Rava, don't bring me a raya from carbon of aloha gozal. Then mistamu talking about lacha yush and yush is lokani. No, we're talking about gozal carbon v'chavri. The chiddush is gozal carbon v'chavri, and the gozal wants to bring the carbon v'chavri. So what's the kamash malon? The karbon of v'lo ha-gozol is teaching me what? So Rashi has two pshat, and that either it's not ola le-bailim le-rotzon either, that if the gazlan brings it, it's not going to work for the bailim, for the nigzal, or it's not going to Again, if gozel karban lechavri and it's lifnei yush, even though it's lifnei yush, it's not going to work for the bialim. Even though it's still lifnei yush, it's not going to work for the bialim. It's not going to be ola lohem leratzim because it's gozel, so it doesn't work for them. Or we're talking la'acha yush, and la'acha yush, if gozel karban lechavri, the gozlan is not going to be kona, even if yush is kona. But the gazlan is not going to be able to be kona carbon the chavre, because once the nigzel is makdish the carbon, kalecha the isa, begazah the rachmana isa. Wherever it is, it's in the treasure house of hekdish. So you can't acquire this carbon. This carbon, once it's mukdash, the gazlan can't acquire it. So even if it's lacha yush, the gazlan still is not going to acquire it. He's not going to be able to bring this as a carbon. Okay, so that's Rava. Rava says that there's no raya from carbon of aloha gozel that Yush is not Kona, because we could be talking about Gosel Carbon Lechavre. So that's the Kasha that Gemara asked on some of Zayin on the base. Didn't Rava say Gosel Carbon Lechavre? Right? Rava didn't say that Carbon of Elo HaGosel is the Raya that Yush is not Kona. He said, we're talking about Gosel Carbon Lechavre. So the Gemara answers that, yeah, it could be two versions of Rava, or maybe someone else said it. The Gemara deals with that on some of Zayin on the base. So let's look at the Tosis over here on some of Vav on the base. At the second point of the Gemara, Gemara was saying, Shmami noa yush lo koni. Now, we must be talking about lacha yush, not lifnei yush, because lifnei yush is davar kosher. You don't need a pasuk. Before yush, the gazlan can't bring someone else's behemoth as its carbon. Must be lacha yush. And the gzeras hakosu karbon of aloha gozel is teaching me that yush is not koni. So it says, Tosfos, the I koni im ken choshev shaper karbono. If yush would be koni, then of course the carbon would work. Vlo mifso mishim mitzvah babaveira, and it wouldn't be pasul midin mitzvah babaveira. Says Taisvis, if Yush is Kona, so then before the Gazlan was Makdish, the carbon, he already owns the Behema, so it's not a mitzvah babavera. The only reason we'd imagine that the carbon would be possible is because of mitzvah babavera. Dr. Taisvis, not a mitzvah babavera if he was Kona, the object, before the Hekdish. So if Yush would be Kona, right, then Ichoshu Shaper Karbono. If Yush is Kona, so then it would be considered his carbon, and the din of mitzvah Babaver wouldn't kick in because he was Kona lo before the Hekdesh. Avol says Taisvis, Ilo Koni be Yush Mifsel. But if he's not Kona be Yush, so then what's going to happen? What's going to happen? He's Makdish the carbon afterwards. If he's not Kona be Yush, so then the carbon tak is going to be possible. Humikomakom Kadoshu says Taisvis. The Hekdesh will be Chal. The Hekdesh still will be Chal. There's a Yush and a Shini Rishus, right? A Shini Hashem, if you will, a Shini Rishus, whichever one you want. There still is going to be. The carbon is still going to be Kadosh. Avagav Yakati lo yod the time of the Shini Hashem. The carbon that come on Meikar Chulim Vahash the Hekdesh. Look at this stage in the Gemara didn't know of a Shini Hashem. Mikomakom Yesh Kan Yush v'Shini Rishus. The Osan Karbon is Dena Gazna Chayev. In those karbanos that the gazlan is not chayev ba'achrayis, right? If he takes a nether and he says harei olai, so then he doesn't have to repay the carbon. If the carbon is lost or something, so then that's it. He doesn't have to give another carbon. So for such a carbon, once the gazlan is makdish the carbon, he doesn't have to repay hegdish. He doesn't have to fill it in if the carbon gets lost. That's really called a shini rishus. If he's chayev ba'achrayis, it's not a full shini rishus because he's still responsible for the carbon. But if he's not chayav achrayis, he's not responsible, then it is a shini rishus. If there's yush and shini rishus, then the hekdesh is not going to be chal. So it says Taisus, I thought that the carbon is going to be kadosh. But the difference is that if yush is kona, so then it's not a mitzvah babaver, because once he's kona, then the din of mitzvah babaver doesn't kick in. But if hekdesh is not going to be kona until the shas ha-hekdesh, so then the din of mitzvah babaver will apply, and the carbon is going to be pasul. But it's definitely going to be kadosh. So if you look at the Masoras HaShas on the side, he says, "Mikamakom yesh kan yush v'shini rishus, da'afim yush kedilo koni ho'e l'machra olak disha." Nochamoch, Tosis has the same pismin. Right? The Tosis says that yush and shini rishus is going to work, because even if yush kedi is lo koni, but it works. It works, it accomplishes something that the hekdesh is going to be chal. So that's how Tosis learns over there. That in the middle stage of the Gemara, Rav is saying that the Gemara is saying that Karbono v'lo ha-gozel, we're talking la'acha yush. Ushmaina yush lokani. So says Tosis, what does yush lokani mean? Yush lokani means that the gazlan is not going to be kona b'yush alone. And because he's not going to be kone b'yush alone, that's why it's going to be a mitzvah b'avaver. But if yush would be kone, then it wouldn't be a mitzvah b'avaver. The hekdesh is going to be chal anyway. Right? Even if the yush would not be kone, the hekdesh is going to be chal anyway. But the chiddush is, even though the karban taka, the hekdesh will be chal, it's still a mitzvah b'avavera, because the hekdesh is only going to be chal through the shini rishus as well, through yush and shini rishus. So it's only chal through the shini rishus as well. That's a mitzvah b'avavera. But the hekdesh taka is going to be chal anyway. So the question is, how's the hekdesh going to be chal? What's going on over here? If yush is not kone by itself, so how can the hekdesh be chal? Didn't we say that ain't the makdish davashen ashavah davashen abeshusam? So how can the hekdesh be chal b'chalam? What's Tosis saying? If yush is kone, so then it's a davar pasha that the hekdesh can be chal. But says Tosis, no. Even if yush is not kone, avada the hekdesh is going to be chal with yush and shini b'shus. And later when we find out that the shini Hashem works as well, then of course yush and shini Hashem will be another reason why the hekdesh should be chal. But it's going to be a mitzvah b'bavera if the hekdesh is only chal through the Shini Hashem or the Shini Rishus. Why should the Hegdash be Chal B'chlal? The Gazlan can't be Makdish this item. The Yush isn't Kona by itself. So how can the Hegdash be Chal? So the Rashba in Gittin has a very famous statement. Rashba writes that the reason why the Hegdash should be Chal is because Hekadeshu Ukniyaso Boyin Ke'echon. That the Gazlan, so to speak, is Kona the object at the same moment that he's Makdish the object. They come, they're Boyin Ke'achas. We find different cases in Shas that you can have a Boyin Ke'achas. Like you can give a shtar shichur to an Eved Knaini, right? Gito v'yodo boin ke'echa, right? His yad, the Eved Knaini doesn't have a yad. Yad Eved Kiyad Rabba Dami. But you can give a shtar shichur to the Eved Knaini and he goes up l'cheres with the shtar shichur because gito v'yodo boin ke'echa. He gets his yad at the same time that the shichur is chal. So the Rashi wants to say something similar over here that Hekdesho k'niyosu boin ke'echa. So therefore the Gazan can be kona at the moment that he's makdish. That's what the Rashba writes. But Lechara Tosfos doesn't hold like that. Many Rishonim don't hold like that. Because many Rishonim, Tosfos, and Daf Samach Zayin, and Beis, they didn't give you this Tosfos. That's the law on Tosfos, the Rastal Omer. Now Tosfos writes that even if we say that a Lokea can be Kona, the Gzela, be Yush, Vashini, Rishus, that if there's a Yush, and then the Gazlan sells it to the Lokea, is Kona, that's only if the Shini, Rishus occurs after the Yush. But if the Shini Rishus occurs before the Yush, then he's not going to be able to be Kona. The rule is that if you hold Bisura Suliyadeh, that Yush is not Kona for anyone that's Bisura Suliyadeh, so as long as there's a Chiyav Hashava on the individual, then he can never be Kona. Impossible. So if the Lokeach bought it from the Gazlan after Yush, so it wasn't Bisura Suliyadeh because there is no Chiyav Hashava once there's a Yush, so then the Lokeach can be Kona. But if he bought it before the Yush, so he also has a Chiyav HaShava, the Gazan has a Chiyav HaShava, the Lokeach also has a Chiyav HaShava. So then the Yush is not going to work for him. So according to Tosfos, according to those Rishonim who hold that the Shini Rishus has to be after Yush, you see that once the Chiyav HaShava is Chal, you can't get out of it. The Yush is not going to help for you. So if that's the case, then how can the Gazan be Makdash the item? Because Bisur HaSuliyadeh. So if it's Bisur HaSuliyadeh, you can have a Yush from Hayim Bismorgan. Have Yush from today until tomorrow, you can have a Shini Rishus too, you can be Makdashit. How can you say Hekadeshu Kniyaso Boin Ke'echad? What does that mean? It can never be Kona for the Gazlan. If it was Bisura Asa Liyada, he has a Chiyav Hashava, so the Yush can never be Kona for him. How can this work? How can the Hekdesh be Chal? Tosfos seems to say the Hekdesh can be Chal. The Vart of the Rashba is not going to work for Tosfos. Hekdeshu Kniyaso Boin Ke'echad, the Chor Kointa Tosfos doesn't work, because Tosfos holds that if it's Bisura Asa Liyada, the Yush can never work for the individual. So how can Tosfos say in the Samach Vav Amabez the Taka the Hekdesh is going to be Chal? Stochapel. Some of the other Rishonim Taka hold that the Hekdesh is not going to be Chal. Tosfos is a Chiddush. Look at the Tosfos Rid and the Ravid. They both seem to say that the Chiddush of the Pasuk Kavana Velo Hagozel, the Gemara is assuming, is that Yush is not going to be Kona. That Yush is not going to be Kona. And right? And if the Yush is not going to be Kona, so then the Karban is going to be possible, not because of Mitzvah B'Bavir, but because the Hekdesh is not going to be Chal. That's how the Ravid and the Tosis Ridler. But Tosis says, no, don't go so far. Karban is not possible because the Hekdesh is going to be Chal. The Hekdesh Taka will be Chal. It's Yush and Shini Rishus. Why should the Hekdesh be Chal? It's a Mitzvah B'Bavir. That's why the Karban is possible. It's a big chiddush of Tosis. He could have said, like the Tosis read on the Rabbi, that no, the carbon poshut is not going to be chalt. And since Yush, it's Bisuras, so the other came to the end of the Gazlan Be'isr, so there was a chiyuv hashava already, so then the Gazlan is never going to be able to be makdish the carbon, because he never owns it. If he doesn't own it, he can't be makdish the carbon. The Tosis didn't learn like that. Tosis says that the Gazlan really is able to be makdish it, even though Yush is not koni, it's tacha mitzvah ba'bavera, and that's why the carbon is going to be possible. So how does that work? How can the Gazlan be makdish the carbon if it's Bisuras Lirabbis? If Yush isn't Kona, so then it didn't accomplish anything. So how can the Gazlan be Makdish to Kavan? So there are two kashas that we have to work on here. Right? Taisus on Samach Zayin Amud Beis says that if not Laveda Amanas Lagozla, Rava holds that you're not going to be Makayim Hashif to Shivim after Yush, even though Yush is not going to be Kona. Why should that be true? If Yush is not Kona, then the Bailam still own it, so why shouldn't you be Makayim Hashif to Shivim? And secondly, how can Tosis and Samal Vavam Beis say that if Yush is not Kona, that even if Yush is not Kona, nevertheless, the Gazlan can be Makdish the carbon? How can he be Makdish the carbon if it's Bisura Asaliyadi? The Yush didn't work for the Gazlan, he never owns it, and ain't the Makdish, Dovashin Shalom. So what's the... So how's the Hegdish going to be Chal? The Stipler in Bava Kama, and Simon Lamechayas, want to suggest that you can answer these, you can explain these two Tosisim with the third Tosis. The cost of Ashlishi is a Tosis on Dakuf Yiral from the Beis. At the beginning of Perek HaGozel Basra, HaGozel Amachil, the Mishnah says, HaGozel Amachil is Bona V'hiniach Lefnei V'dura Milashalim. Someone who's Gozel Amachil is Bona. He steals, and he's Machil is Bona, or he puts it in front of them, and they eat, so V'dura Milashalim, they don't have to pay. So Amar Rav Chista, the Gemara quotes Rav Chista, who says like this, Gozel Amachil is Yashu Abaylam V'vachev V'ochlo Mimeno, Rotsim izego v'rotsim izego. Let's say someone steals an object, steals food, and the Baal Manam is Yaish, but then another person, Reuven, steals, and then Shimon eats it. So the Baal can be gover from either one, either from the Gazlan or from the Ochel. My taima, Zokta Chista, what's the reason? Kol kamadlon is Yaish, v'abaylon b'shus yidumari koi. As long as the Baal Manam is Yaish, it's still b'shusam, and therefore what? Says Rashi, v'zesha ochel nasa kegozlo mi baylon. The Ochel is not a Gazlan. There was a Gazlan who stole it from the Bailam, and then the other person was an Ochel, so he's a Mazik of the Bailam, he's a Gazlan of the Bailam, he's a second Gazlan. So the Bailam can claim the money, they can claim the Tashlum, there's no Chiyav Hashav anymore, the object is eaten. But the Gazlan, but both of them are considered Gazlonim of the Bailam, so the Bailam can be Toveya, the Bailam can be Toveya money from either one of them. In fact, the Gemara Tanan, Hagozel Machal is Bonav Inyak Lefnei Patur Milashalim. The Mishnah says Hagozel Machal is Bonav Apotur Milashalim. The Gazlon is Chayev, but the Bonav Apotur. How can that be? Rav Chista says that Ratzmi Zegov, Ratzmi Zegov. Tiyof to the Rav Chista. Alcha Rav Chista Kitanya Hahila Achayush. When did we say in the Mishnah that the Apotur Milashalim La Achayush? Achayush. So then you can't be Tovea from the Ochel anymore, because it's not Bishus HaBailim, it's not in the possession of the owner, so you can only be Toveh from the original Gazlan. The original Gazlan has a Chiyav Hashava. Even after the item is eaten, he still has a Chiyav Tashlumin. So the Bailim can be Toveh from the original Gazlan, but not from the Ochel. Rav Chista clearly is distinguishing between Lifnei Yush L'Achai Yush. Right? That someone who steals an object, right? Gozel Ochel, right? And then another individual eats that object. So before Yush, the Bailam can be Tovei either one, because they're both Gazlanim. The original Gazlan is a Gazlan, and the Ochel is a Gazlan as well. For Zod Gemara, after Yush, HaBailam, then the Bailam can no longer be Tovei the Ochel, because they're not a Bailam on the object, right? They're not a Bailam. That's the Chora, what he's saying. Rav Chista is saying that the Bailam can be Tovei either one of them, as long as they're a Bailam, so then each one is a Gazlan from the Bailam, the original Gazlan and the Ochel, they're both Gazlanim. But after years, somehow the Bailam lose the connection to the object, so therefore they can only be Toveya, the Gazlan, because of his Chiyav Tashlumah, but they can't be Toveya, the Ochel. The question is, why not? Why not? Even after Yush, right? If Yush could be Lokani, if Yush is not Kona, so what's Yush accomplishing? Rav Chista holds that Yush could be Kani. Is that what we're assuming over here? Sitosis says no. Tosfos says, "Umisvara mechalek Rav Chista ben lifnei yush ben achayush." Tosfos says, the svar of the Gemara is not that after yush, It's not that Yush is Kona. Yush can't be Kona. If Yush is Kona, Avada, there's nothing to talk about. That's not what we're saying over here. We're saying even if Yush is not Kona, nevertheless, after Yush, the Baal cannot be Toveya the Ochel, it can only be Toveya the Gazlan. Why? So Tosfos, Umisvar Machalek Rav Chisda Ben Lifnei Yush Ben Lacha Yush, Lo Havi Kol Kach Bishus Mori Acha Yush, Kmo Lifnei Yush, Shenoke Lotzes Mishus Baal Bishini Rishus O Bishini Hashem. Rav Chisda holds that even if Yush Kedi is low Kani, but the Baalim don't have a full connection to the object after Yush. Lo havi kol kach b'shus mori acha Yush. It's not as much b'shus habaylim after Yush. Why? What does that mean? In what way is it not b'shus habaylim? Well, after Yush, now there's the potential to be motzi the object from the b'shus habaylim completely. Through a shini b'shus, by selling it. Through a shini Hashem, by being makdishin. So since now there's the potential to remove the object from the b'shus habaylim completely, after Yush, even if we say that Yush is not Kona for the Gazna, it's not Kona completely, but what does it do? Says the stipler, what Tos is saying is Yush is Maklish, the Koach HaBailim. It weakens the Bailis of the Nigza. It's not Motzi from the Rishus completely, but it weakens their Bailis. Le'inyan said that now there can be a Kenyan. Someone can have a Kenyan in this object. Tushini Rishus, Tushini Hashem. The Yush can combine with something else to enable someone else to be kona the object. So once we reach the stage where the Yush can combine with something else, takabi motzi the item from the Rishus HaBailim completely, then the bailus is weakened. The bailus is weakened. What does that mean, the bailus is weakened? Stipler explains that Tosis apparently assumes that even if Yush is not kona by itself, but after the Yush, the item is not really shava pruta to the bailus anymore. It doesn't have a shame moment. The shame moment has been nifka. Doesn't have a teres moment of shava pruta. It's still a shalom, but its din moment is not there. Why? Because it's very easy for someone to take it out of the rishus. You can sell it. You can be makdish. It's very easy to take it out. His bailus is niklash, and because the bailus is niklash, because the bailus has been weakened, that's why a person who's mazik the item, a person who eats the item's pot, he can't be tovea that person, because this person did not eat something that shava pruta by the bailus. It doesn't have a teres moment. It's not shava pruta by the bailus. But it's still shalom. Yeah, it's shalom, but it can't be shava pruta because it's easy to take it out of the rishus. So it's not really worth a shava pruta. That's why the person who eats it is not going to be chayev. The bailus can't be tovea them. They can only be tovea the gazlan himself. This is a yisod that emerges from Tosis and of Kuvi Aleph on the base. That even if you hold that Yush Kedi is low koni, that doesn't mean that the bailus remain a full bailus. That it's completely shalohem. Rabbi Yochanan says, neither one can be makdish, the gazlan or the nigzal, zelafishen, shalom, zelafishen, shena b'shuso. The pshuto, you'd say that it's still shela nigzal. Right? The Yush didn't accomplish a full transfer of b'shus from the nigzal. Right? So you'd imagine that, okay, it's in a b'shuso, but it's still shalom lagamri. Comes Tosis and Lavkuf Yiralat and Beis and sets forth a fundamental yisal. It's not shalom. It's not shalom lagamri. It's still shalom, but it's not shalom lagami. It doesn't have a complete Torah smell. His bailus is hooklash. The bailus is weakened. The bailus is weakened. Nafkamina is that an ochel or a mazik, a sachayfetz, does not have to pay. Okay, that's the first nafkamina. Right? The yush. Right? Yush. Afilu lamanda omar. Lo koni. Right? It's maklish. The bailus is an example. Not the same bailus. Nafkamina for what? First of all, ochel hagezel is potter. Lo amrinan, rotsim izeg over. Rotsim izeg over, rotsim izeg over. That's nafkamina number one. Based on this yisod, Zok the Stipler, that's what Tosis was saying, both on Tzama Zayin on the Beis and on Tzama Vav on the Beis. What was Tosis saying? Let's go to Tosis on Tzama Vav on the Beis. Tosis holds that even if Yush is not going to be Kona, right? If Yush is not going to be Kona by itself, the Kovan is possible. Why? Not like the Raivin and the Tosis read, that the Hegdish isn't going to be Chal. Because once it's Bisuras Liyadi, then the Gazlan is never going to be able to be Kona. And ain't other Makdish Dovashen Shalom. No! It's only a mitzvah about Bavera, only. Right? It's possible because it's a mitzvah about Bavera. But the Hekdesh is going to be Chal, says Taisus. How's the Hekdesh Chal, but Ena the Makdesh Dabash and Hashalom? The answer might be, what does it mean, Ena the Makdesh Dabash and Hashalom? A person can't be Makdesh an object if there's another Bailus that's Ma'akev. So if the Gazlan wants to be Makdesh this object, right? So even if we say it's Bershus HaGazlan, right? But it's Shel HaNigzam. There's a Bailus of Shalom that's Ma'akev on the Gazlan. That prevents him from being Makdesh. But if we say that Yush is Makdesh the Koach HaBailus, it weakens the Koach HaBailus of the Nigzam. So even if it's Chotch a little bit Shalom, right? So it's at least a little bit Shalom, but it's not fully Shalom anymore. So if it's not fully Shalom, there's no full Bailus that's Ma'akev on the Gazlan to be Makdesh the item. So then Taka the Hekdesh is going to be Chal. The idea that Ein Adam Makdesh Dovah Shein Shalom doesn't mean that it has to be Shalom to be Makdesh. It can't be Shal Chaveiro to be Makdesh. The Gemara in the Dorim and Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis has a very interesting case. It says that if a person sees a kicker, Shal Hefker, in front of him, and he says that kicker should be Hekdesh, the Hekdesh is Chal. Some of the Rishonim learned that even though he doesn't own the kicker, it doesn't matter. There's no one else who's a Bailam over that kicker. So he has the ability to be Makdesh, that kicker, Shall Hefker, because there's no violence that's ma'akev on him to be Makdish. That's the idea that Ein Adam Makdish Dovah Shein Shalom. It's not that you have to be a Bailam, it's that no one else can be a Bailam over it. So if you assume that through Yush, the violence of the Nigzal is Huklash, it's weakened, even if it's still a little bit slow, but it's weakened, so then we can understand that there's nothing ma'akev on the Gazlan from being Makdish this item. It is Bishusa, let's say, he does have some kind of a connection to it, and the Nigzal doesn't have a connection to it in the same way. It doesn't have a full connection. So maybe that's why Tosas holds that the Gazlan can taka be Makdash, or the Hegnish will be Chal, it's Docha Mitzvah Bababer, and that's why the carbon is going to be cost. And finally, that could be what Tosas in our Sugya on Samazayin or Bezi is saying as well. Again, Rava holds that if not Alavei Damanas LeGozla, you violate all three Dinim, Lo Sucha LeSalem, and and even if you give it back after Yush, Rava says it's just a matana ba'alma. Why is it a matana ba'alma? If Yush is lokani, so then the chayvet still belongs to the bailim. If it belongs to the bailim, so then of course you should be able to be makai mashiv teshivim. What's Rava saying? Yush is not going to be kona for the gazlan, so then the bailim still own it. The answer is tosas l'shitasam, that even if Yush could be is lokani, it doesn't mean that the bailim own it completely. No, the koach ha'bailus of the nigzal has been huklash, it's been weakened. And if it's been weakened, then you can't be Mekayim Hashif Deshivim completely. What Rava meant that if you give it back after Yush, you can't be Mekayim Hashif Deshivim, is that Avada, you still have a Chiyah to give it back, but Hashif Deshivim, you're not going to fulfill completely. You'll fulfill it b'mitzvahs, but you violated that mitzvah Saseh, and you can't get it back completely. Because Hashif Deshivim can only be fulfilled completely if you're giving back the object of the Bailam. But if the Bailus of the Nigzal has been weakened, then even if you give it back, you're not really giving it back completely. So you've lost the opportunity to fulfill a complete Hashif Teshivim. Because the Bailus of the Nigzal is Huklash as a result of the Yush, so therefore you can't fulfill a complete Hashif Teshivim. This Lechorah is what the Mesoras HaShas has in mind on Samach Lev Amud Beis. This Vart of the Stipend. Right? Because what the Mesoras HaShas does is on that Tosis of Samach Lev Amud Beis, when he talks about whether the Gazlan can be Makdish the item, even if Yush is in Kona, the Gazlan can still be Makdish the item. So he quotes, the Mesoras HaShas has that line that Afim Yush Kedilo Koni Ho Lamocha Olak Disha. He says, Vayin Lekamon Samach Zayin Amud Beis Tosis Demastu Rava Ulekamon Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Who attack me Chilufeg Yersos? The Chilufeg Yersos said, look at the Tosim later on. You look at Tosim Samach Zayin on the base. You look at Tosim Kofi and Alvin base. That will explain Tosim Samach Vav on the base. But what's going on this Sisrei Torah? Well, what's he saying? Yechara, he's mechaven to what the stipler had in mind. That Tosim Kofi and Alvin base sets forth a fundamental yisod that even if you hold that Yush is not koneh by itself, but it does weaken the bailus of the nixel. And if it weakens the bailus of the nixel, that explains why, first of all, someone who eats the gezel is going to be a partner. That also explains why Nata Aveda Manas LeGozla. Afim Hechzira L'Acha Yush. Lo Tikein Hashet Hashivim. Right? Against Tosis and Bava Metzia, who holds you will fulfill the Hashir Teshiva. You won't fulfill Hashir Teshiva according to Tosis and Bava Kamas and Bava Metzia, because you're not giving back the item completely to the Baal, because it's not completely theirs anymore. So there is no full Kiyum of Hashir Teshiva. And this will also explain why if Hikdish Gazlan Shehikdish Behema Gazula Achar Yush Chal HaHekdish VeHakorban Posel Rak Mishum Vavim Mitzvah Bavavera. Against the Raven and the Tosis here. Why is the Korban going to be Chal? How can the Korban be Chal? If any of the Makdash Dabash and Shalos, how can the Korban be Chal? The answer is, it might not be Shalos, but it's not Shal Acherim either. The Bailus of the Nigzal is Huklash. So if there's no other Bailus that's Ma'akev on the Gazlan, so then his Hegdish Taka is going to be Chal. Okay, so these three Tosim seem to be going together. They seem to present the fundamental Yisod that you would have thought that if Yush Shalom is not Kona, then the Nigzal owns the item completely. It's Shalom Lagamri. Comes to Isis and says, you see from Rava, from different smuchim, from different gemaras, that's not true, that even if Yush is not kona by itself, but it does weaken the bailus of the nigzal, and it changes the halachas of the gazlan, it changes the halachas of the chayfetz in very significant ways.